bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
This goes out to Louie and his Wild Thing voice.
Yeah, buddy.
Is this guy gonna sing or not?
Someday.
Working all week, 9 to 5.
Does that sound like Louie?
A little bit like Louie.
Yeah. So I can't talk now.
Hey, it's the computer corner. Ken Colbert, Brandon Disney.
Talking about French fried potatoes.
The top 10 viruses reported, according to Sophos, in the year 2002.
Drum roll, please.
Number 10, Nimdaworm. Remember when Nimda was like all the rage?
Nimda was a big, big thing.
It represented 1.2% of all reported viruses in 2002. I mean, it got shadowed by so many other. Frethem Fam?
What?
I don't remember that.
How's that in the top 10?
Yaha.
Yeah, I remember
1.9,
that.
1.9, right. Sircam.
Oh, big time.
Big time Sircam. Only 2%.
Wow.
Magistra.
Yeah, remember that one.
Magistr. That's one of the ones that makes your...
mouse do crazy stuff.
No, your icons run away from your mouse.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You're not your mouse, yeah.
A whopping 4.2%.
That's
reported.
It. Wow.
Elkern.
Yeah, you know, that one's going to be big because it piggybacked with the Klez worm. And it came, if you got Klez, it was like an extra little bonus.
4.6%.
Get Klez and free bonus today, we throw an Elkern.
All right, now this is where
there's more.
This is where the curve starts to go a little crazy.
Uh-huh.
Bad trans.
Bad trans, huge.
14.6%.
Bad trans, bad.
Bugbear.
Bugbear big?
17.5% of all reported. And the number one virus of 2002, the number one, it's really not a virus, it's a worm. Malicious code.
The one you love. The one you know.
Let me get that drum roll, Ken.
You feel it. You hear it. You love it.
Drum roll, please. Number one is a Klez worm.
See?
24.1%. So, one quarter. Wait.
Remember sorry, we don't want to be wrong in our math.
Hey, get the calculator
24%.
We got somebody that emailed us because we used 30% in one case and almost three quarters in another breath, and he felt important that we get our numbers straight. So get the calculator out.
I'm working on it.
Come on, dude.
There's no run.
Programs.
I can't work.
Accessories. Calculator.
Yeah.
Okay.
What am I doing now?
Divide 24.1 by 100. Give it a shot. 24.
Four. Point
this is going to be funny. Watch.
Divided by
watch what happens.
100.
Yeah. Yeah, 0.241.
Why couldn't we do that in our heads again? Oh, because we're not math geniuses.
No, see, that's exactly why I'm trying to show why we don't try to do math stuff on the show.
Wow, we really are bad at that. Yeah. Divided by 100, we couldn't figure that in our heads. And I listened to you,
no,
and I'm clicking.
It's 100 divided by 24.
You moved the decimal point twice.
24.1. 100 divided by 24.1. I did it backwards.
What are we trying to do?
You know, we quarters, halves.
About a quarter, but not exactly a quarter. Okay. About a quarter of
almost,
you.
Almost one-fourth of all messages out there that had malicious code had Klez.
He said almost. He didn't say exactly.
Yeah. Now.
this only means something to one guy who we're just having some fun with now.
Absolutely. All right, anyway. Top 10 viruses out there, and Klez ain't going away, folks. And Klez is the thing that the lady at the barber that just called. Those false positives, those male admin error messages.
Yes.
That's because the Klez worm spoofs the return address and grabs every email address it can find in every document, everywhere it can, sends itself to all those people, whether it's a real address or not, and then puts your address, it just randomly picks one of those addresses as the return address, which then means all of the bounces, all of the misaddressed stuff will go back to the unsuspecting third party.
And if your brain is hurting now, it's not nearly as complicated as it sounds, but it is a nasty one, and it's the one you love the most, obviously, because 24% of you loved it so much that you infected yourself.
No, 24% of all reported viruses,
right.
Not necessarily 24%, because you know, if you're not on email a lot, then anyway. So check that out. Remember, like the tips we gave Barbara, keep your antivirus software up to date, visit Windows Update once a month. And if those of you that are using Mac operating systems, you think that you're safe.
You're not.
Yeah, it's getting worse for you, too.
Somebody the other day asked me, is there any way you could be 100% safe from getting a virus?
Yes.
And I said, yes, don't use a computer.
Right.
You will not get at least a computer virus.
Right.
if you don't use a computer.
Or completely stay completely off the internet, since that's where 99% of all infection is.
And don't take floppies from anybody.
Right, don't trade disks with anybody.
Right.
Be a little island.
Right. And don't install any software.
Oh, that's kind of like saying, how can I guarantee that I'll never get in a car crash?
Don't ride in cars.
Don't get in a car, right.
Right.
Well, then,
always take a boat.
How do I get to from here to there?
Walk.
Yeah. So if you're okay with that.
And don't crash into cars when you walk.
Say hello to the rest of the Amish for me, would you?
Hey, you know, we've got Rick here who we're gonna take, and I told Michael to go ahead and take what I thought was his call off the air, but she took already two people that had the same question off the air. So when there's this many people asking the same question,
it's the number one. Let's get another drum roll. It's the number one question ever asked on this show in 11 years.
Well, the question is.
Sounds like a drum roll. Hey, Rick, what's your question?
Oh, I'm just dealing with a defragmenter in Windows XP. I'm trying to learn how to do that. And I've got to make it stalls out on me. In other words, it just goes nowhere, and I've done all the work right.
Yeah. Like that? Kind of deal?
So it never, ever finishes, and it just keeps restarting over and over, huh?
Well, what it does is, let me tell you real quick what I do. I go in and I delete all my temporary files, do my disk cleanup, I do my scan disk.
Great.
I go into MS Config, I take out my start menu, I take out my next tab over, my boot INI, I take out some stuff in there.
What the heck?
Then reboot into safe mode, I start my defragmenter, and it checks it, you know what I'm saying, it analyzes. Well, when it starts to defragment, it goes to 1%, and I left it there for 45 minutes and it never left 1%.
Okay, well, at least he's not.
We thought you were the other guy that calls all the time, and when I say the other guy, I mean the other 13,000 people that ask the question, how come it never completes? And they didn't do any of the things that you did. You've done all the things that we tell people to do.
Well, no, actually,
and you went way beyond.
Why do you go in and disable all that stuff and then reboot to safe mode?
Well, what it does is it's supposed to take out any possibilities of things that could write into your defragmenter while you're trying to defragment.
Well, that's what
I was told.
That's what rebooting into safe mode does. You don't have to do all that other garbage.
Okay, that's good. Then I learned one step I can take out of my process.
In fact, something you're doing before you go to safe mode could be causing this to happen in safe mode.
What's that?
Well, you're turning off all that stuff.
You're going in and you're modifying all your boot INI and you're doing all this stuff.
But here's what I would do. The disk cleanup stuff, that's fine. The scan disk, definitely run that first. Going into safe mode should be the next thing you do, and that should be it. All the other stuff where you're turning off and unchecking and deleting this and moving that.
Have you tried that without doing all that stuff?
That's the reason I went that deep into what was going on, because I couldn't get it to do anything else before that.
Okay.
I went to a Windows XP Microsoft technical support to walk me through this last procedure.
Okay. And you're using the defrag that's built into Windows XP, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Have you loaded any, like, Norton utilities or anything like that in addition?
No. Matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll take out my screensaver, make sure that that's off. I disable my, of course, that probably is what happens.
Again, all that stuff is irrelevant if you're going into safe mode.
Okay, right. Okay, I got you.
Okay, so if that's what's happening, then something has attacked the core of your Windows installation.
Well, one final possibility. When you run ScanDisk, does it identify any bad sectors on the hard drive?
No, I get a clean slate on that. It works really good. It's Core XP, and I got an 80 gigabyte drive. It takes probably about 35 minutes, 40 minutes to ScanDisk.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad, actually, for that big of a drive.
I'll tell you what it did this last time when I defragged.
Hey,
I let it sit for 50 minutes, and it went from 1% to about 2%.
Okay, Rick, maybe you're being impatient, too, but you know what? We're going to continue this conversation off the air so that you don't have to wait. And if there's anything really good, we'll bring it back on.
Maybe
he
needs to let it go overnight and see what happens, because it sounds like it got to 2% once when he let it go longer.
80,
so maybe just need to wait.
80-gig hard drives. We'll have to ask Brian how long an 80-gig hard drive normally takes to defrag. Maybe the guy's just being impatient.
Ask Brian. How would Brian scale
them? Not Brian. Our Brian.
Oh,
like
never
Brian. Brian. You're listening to the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors. We've got another hour coming up, so stay tuned for that. Our Geek Speak of the Week coming up after the news.